as always, it's so good to be with you. And while I can't see you physically this evening, I truly feel your presence and the presence of all those from St. Albert who have gone on to be with the Lord. Truly, as we will say in a moment in the Creed, there is nothing like the communion of saints. Today's gospel reading is part of the larger story of what happened on the day that Jesus was resurrected. Over the course of the entire day, Jesus appears to his disciples on four separate occasions. And when you piece them all together, you begin to quickly understand how that the disciples move from drooping heads and mourning in tears to leaping for joy, running, and smiles. So what I'd like for us to do is do a quick survey of these appearances and then close by quickly identifying a couple of principles that we as the church, we as St. Albert, can apply when it comes to handling difficult situations like we're now in with COVID-19. Let's begin. It's early dawn, and a group of the disciples go to the tomb to properly prepare Jesus's body for burial. As they approach the tomb, they see that the massive one-ton stone to the sepulcher had been rolled away by an angel. Mary Magdalene, and also we're told Mary, the mother of James, they go into the tomb, but Jesus is gone. And the angel says to them, "He is risen, and he is not here. Go now and tell the 11 apostles and the other disciples who are with them in the house what you have seen and what you have heard." Well, there was a great band of women there who were there to help in Jesus' burial. But three of them, it says, they run to the house where the apostles and the disciples are huddled together while the rest of them remain at the tomb. Now, once they get there and they tell them the story, it says that immediately Peter and John, they rise and they run to the tomb to see if it was as they said. Now, by the time they get there, the angels had already departed. But John looks in and he believes, it tells us, all that had been said about Jesus and how he would be resurrected from the dead. But it also says Peter did not believe. And then after John and Peter hang around for a while and then they leave to go back to the house, Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene and some of the other women who remained at the tomb. This was truly his first resurrection appearance. And after Jesus comforts Mary and the women, he tells Mary to go back to the house and tell all those who are gathered to meet him in Galilee. And when she arrives at the house, she tells them, but we're told they did not believe. Well, by now it was early afternoon, and Jesus makes his second appearance, this time to Peter, although amazingly we have no record of the details of what Jesus said. I would be one who would dare to say that this encounter would undoubtedly qualify as one of the greatest untold stories of the world. I guess we'll have to wait till we get to heaven to hear that story. Well, a little more time passes, and now it's late afternoon, and Jesus appears a third time to two of his disciples who are on the road to Emmaus. Now, we are told that these two disciples had witnessed what had happened that morning. They were in the house, and they had witnessed what had happened, but they didn't know what to make of it. As a matter of fact, it says they were batting ideas off of each other when a person walks up to them, and little did they know who that person was, for that person was Jesus himself. And then as they debate, it says, Jesus begins to unfold, to explain how that everything that had happened was truly in fulfillment of the scriptures. And as he speaks the prophetic utterances of Moses and all the prophets, it says, the hearts of these two downtrodden, these two dejected disciples begin to come aflame. There was some ember that begins to flame in their hearts. And since it was now late already and late in the evening, the two invite Jesus to stop for a meal and also to spend the night with them. Now it is during the meal, this is a special time when Jesus, when he takes the bread, it says, and with their hearts, they are now burning intensely with the hope that Jesus now had not abandoned them. They see, it says, that immediately it is Jesus. And as soon as they see that it is Jesus, he vanishes from their sight. Now, by this time it was night. We started early dawn, remember? But by this time it was night. And it says that very hour, that very moment when he vanished, they got up from the table and they ran 7 miles back to Jerusalem in order to tell all those who were gathered in the house what had happened. But regrettably, it tells us that with a few exceptions, the group does not believe them. And as soon as they finish sharing the story, something magnificent happens. Jesus appears in their midst and begins to comfort them. Now, this would be the fourth and the final appearance on the day of resurrection. But Jesus says to them, "Peace be with you. Don't be afraid," he says. And to prove to them that he wasn't a ghost, because many were saying, well, he's a ghost or a spirit, he asks them for a piece of broiled fish, and he eats the fish in front of them. And then it says, all of those who were gathered together, who were huddled together, it says they believed. They believed. And it would actually be 8 more days when Thomas was there with them that Jesus would make his next appearance. Now, this day of resurrection, I call an inspiring story. And I hope this, just that recounting or recalling this story, that your hearts have been stirred and warmed within you. And if you look closely now, as you look at all four of the stories together, there are 3 common threads that begin to emerge on how we as the church, how we as the people of God, how we as St. Albert the Parish can keep the fires of hope aflame in our hearts during this time of crisis with COVID-19. Let me summarize these 3 points to you quickly. First of all, we see that they stick together. We stick together. In other words, what I'm talking about is community. The disciples, they were huddled together in one house for support. And do you remember on Pentecost, where were they? They were huddled together for mutual support, community. And it's wonderful, it's awesome, it's amazing to me to see how that our parish has adapted over the last few weeks in order to stay connected with each other. There's phone calls, there's a program called Zoom that I didn't know anything about that I've learned about, Facebook, cards, and live streaming. Now it's true, although we cannot gather together physically at this point for safety reasons, we can remain strong because we are creative in sticking together. We are creative in building community. The second principle we see is that we study God's Word. In all of these examples, all of these stories, there's this common thread of validation through the Scriptures. And in today's story, in particular on Emmaus, Jesus validates for those 2 disciples what God said in the Scriptures about the Messiah, that it is true. Boy, wouldn't you like to have been there for that? Oh boy, that would have been awesome. I'm sure he talked about Abel's lamb and Noah's ark, and then of course the Passover. What about manna and springs of living water? What about light and shepherd? I must tell to you once again and say, I am so encouraged that during this time of crisis, more people are taking advantage of our formed website program. Emily, our Director of Communications and Stewardship, she told me this week that in the last few weeks alone, our program has gone from 222 to 310. What's the message? The message is this: people are looking for a word of hope spoken to them out of the Scriptures. And what a wonderful way that we can do that when we cannot be together as we are. So my question to you is, what are you waiting on? Go ahead, sign up and log in. It's absolutely free. The third thing that we see that is a wonderful principle is that we share in the Eucharist. If there's one way that we recognize Jesus, and if there's one way that we are infused with hope, it is the Eucharist. And whether it be the feeding of the 5,000, whether it be the Lord's Supper, or the table of the disciples, just a few in today's story, the pattern is always the same. And we're told this pattern, and it's always the same. And here it is. Jesus takes bread. Jesus blesses bread. Jesus breaks the bread, and he gives it to them. And in giving it to them, his presence is recognized, and they are nourished. Oh, that's beautiful. Go back to today's gospel reading. It says, they told those gathered in the house what had happened on the road and how he was known to them through the breaking of the bread. Now, it's true, the public mass has been suspended due to safety reasons, but we can still stay close to the Eucharist through means that we're using this evening, such as streaming of the mass. And I'm going to tell you this, I remain very hopeful that before the end of May, at the bells of St. Albert, that's one thing I'm going to ask Laura to do when we have Mass, is we're going to ring the bells, because the bells of St. Albert will be ringing as public celebration of the Mass in some form is once again restored. The Eucharist is the center of our church. So I'd like to leave you with two thoughts for reflection this evening. We are told in all of the stories that once Jesus appeared to them, and over time, as they caught it says that their hope was bolstered. And it says the disciples went from fear to vacillating between fear and joy, and then to joy. Sort of sounds like where we are. Some days I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. Some days a lot of fear, some days a lot of joy. But I feel that joy coming back. Joy's getting stronger and stronger each day. And now with the jolt of COVID-19 behind us, and as we are adapting in our faith, we are learning to return to that sense of joy that we have. I'll be the first to tell you, and I've told a lot of people this week, I feel a sense of optimism that's returning once again to our parish. I feel that people as a whole, we're not there completely, but as a whole are definitely more upbeat and stirred by their faith. So what I want to do this evening is say to you, hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith, because this too shall pass. And the second thing is this. Over and over again, we hear in the resurrection stories, and as we'll hear even more in his appearances as the day of ascension comes, we see people running. Running is a theme that's in these stories. And they run, why? To go and tell. To go and tell. So let me ask you this question. How are you encouraging others to stick together as community? What about studying the Word of God for encouragement? And how are you encouraging others to stay close to the Eucharist? My friend, even now you have been presented with some great possibilities. So the question is, how are you getting the word out? I love you. God bless all of you.